Welcome to the Bad Movie Night Podcast, covering the worst movies you've never seen. Go to our website, badmovienightpodcast.com, to watch our show and to listen to other episodes of our podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. My name's Chris, and I'm going to be your host tonight as we talk about the 1996 erotic sexy thriller, Dead Tides.
She's riding a little low on the water.
That's because I have 20 kilos of the finest drugs on board. I'm only playing, Mick. Am I scaring you?
No. We're with the DEA. Would you come with us?
Word has it that you're dirty.
But I didn't do anything wrong.
You can either work with us, or you can go down alone.
It was erotic and sexy, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's the power of the wind and the vastness of the sea.
The All deadliest right. undercurrent is desire.
Is that on the cover
Ooh,
of the box?
I like
yeah, it
that.
Is. That's pretty good. That's pretty solid, yeah. All right, tonight I'm joined by Aaron.
What's going on?
AJ.
Hey.
Scott.
What's up?
Todd.
In honor of Rowdy Roddy, I did not wear pants for this episode.
Can you confirm or deny that allegation, Rebecca?
I'm not sure why that is even a thing.
Did you guys watch it together? Just out of curiosity?
He didn't have pants on for like half the movie.
Whoa, hold on. What?
Whoa. He's wait, working just, on a
oh,
boat.
Whoa, wow. Wait, 1 second. Rebecca, can you?
Yes.
Did you guys watch the movie together?
We did.
Did Todd wear pants while watching the movie?
He was under a blanket, so I can't confirm.
Oh, no.
Was the blanket suspiciously looked like a tent for some reason?
Every once in a while. I kept wondering.
Every time Roddy was working those sales, if you know what I'm saying.
I was pitching a tent over here while he was working them sails.
Raise the main mast. Or something sailing related.
Did you guys see, like, at the one scene where he started ringing that sail up, it cut back to him doing it, and there was, like, four people in the background standing there after they left those two on the boat? Anyways, I'm getting ahead of myself. I just got so excited that I caught that. So, yeah, we watched Dead Tides, 1996. Todd, what's Dead Tides about?
Dead Tides is about a former Navy SEAL and Coast Guard sailor man played by Rowdy Roddy.
That is what his business card says.
Sailor man.
Who picks
man.
Up a he picks up a charter to pilot a boat down to Mexico. And the reason is that a drug kingpin and his wife are gonna load the boat full of drugs and unbeknownst to him run the drugs back to America. And what ensues is just this crazy sexy gunfight, naked people.
There's a love triangles. Yes.
Web of lies.
Yes, there's so many triangles. It's like a diamond.
Geometry. Overlapping triangles.
It's six sides. Yeah.
It's like the Star of David with Rowdy Roddy. And
I mapped it all out here. I got thumbtacks and strings. It's so fucking crazy.
It's amazing.
So, that about sums it up. That's good, Todd. Thank you.
Thanks.
Aaron.
Thanks.
I don't think we've done this year before, have we? We've never dived into 1996.
Oh, I believe you are wrong, my friend.
Whatever.
Oh. Okay.
That happens.
1996 is the year that we reviewed Skyscraper.
Oh, God. What a horrible year.
What a good year that is.
I just want to play
so much.
That's why Roddy couldn't do Skyscraper. He's busy filming this.
Roddy! Give me a baby. Oh. All
right, Aaron, can we sail into that hole of yours? to the deep sea of your history hole for 1996?
Bad the hatches, my friends. Here we go.
Oh, God.
It's time for the history hole. Assume the position and prepare to be filled with knowledge.
All right, so Nintendo releases their newest gaming system, the Nintendo 64, N64 in Japan. A lot of S'more Sets, Jagged Little Pill was the best-selling album of the year.
God, that's so ironic.
Great album.
Great album.
It's a little too ironic.
I see what you did there, Chris.
Don't you get it?
Mm-hmm. That damn song is so frustrating.
I want to sing it so hard right now. It's like rain. Keep going, or I'm going to.
All right. Homestar Runner is an animated internet cartoon by Mike Chapman.
Oh, that was when Strong Bad came out in 1996.
It hit peak popularity in 2000, and I simply added, "Come back, Ali! Come back, Ali! C-Star!"
If you would have asked me if who came first, Homestar Runner or Alanis Morissette, I would have said Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill, for sure.
Yeah, that doesn't feel like the same at all, does it? Holy
I guess
shit.
It's because it hit its stride in 2000. That's more.
Yeah, that's when I learned about it. Strong Bad email.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy.
It's still around.
Good stuff.
Is it still around? I have to look it up.
I don't know. Flash animation is like done.
And the dragons come at night.
They were making so much money on that too. Like the merchandise and stuff.
Man, we should bring it back.
I don't think you're allowed to just do that. But if you are, we will.
We have good intentions.
It's true.
All right, so during the 1996 Democratic Convention, Al Gore said, "I would like to demonstrate for you all the Al Gore version of the Macarena." Then he remained motionless for a few seconds and eventually asked, "Would you like to see it again?" Thus making him the most boring human being in the world. So, in March of 1996, a Cincinnati woman who suffered from a rare psychiatric disorder that caused her to faint every time she heard the word sex claimed that she had been sexually assaulted by a man who took advantage of her condition. During the trial, the judge had to instruct the lawyers to use the terms nookie or blank instead of sex so that the woman could keep fainting in court.
Jesus.
The defendant was found guilty and sentenced to 7 to 25 years in prison.
Wow. It
should be for that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so.
And then that band followed up with the song, "I Did It All for the Nookie."
Yes, and it changed the face of music forever. Yes.
Thank you, Fred Durst. We salute you.
What was that? What was that
Limp
band
Bizkit.
Called? Oh, that's right.
What
Limp
was Bizkit. That band called?
Oh my god!
Shit, what's wrong with you?
I had that album too.
Rebecca, we're losing you for some reason. She dropped on the Skype call, guys. What happened?
I don't know what happened.
Just like Fred Durst's career, drop right up.
I'm like a chainsaw. All right.
What?
So on April Fool's Day prank, as an April Fool's Day prank.
Chainsaw. Skin your ass wrong. All right. Go ahead.
What the hell was I talking about?
April Fool's
Taco Day. Bell. Taco Bell. The Taco Bell Corporation took out a full-page ad that appeared in six major newspapers saying that it had bought the Liberty Bell, was renaming it the Taco Liberty Bell.
That's awesome.
The National Historic Park in Philadelphia received hundreds of outraged calls. Freaking stupid people. The United States campaign finance controversy was an alleged effort by the People's Republic of China to influence domestic and American politics during the Clinton administration, and has also involved the fundraising practices of the administration itself.
That sounds familiar.
Where do we know that from?
China.
All right, so when Atari was shut down in 1996, the source code to Asteroids and Centipede notes were thrown out as trash.
What?
What would they say? Man. What would they say? Possibly say
to Asteroids?
Yeah. Like what do you mean? What is everybody upset about?
I don't know.
Go to line 260.
I mean that might at least be cool to have the original source code.
Yeah. From a historical standpoint, I think there's some value there.
Did they they printed it out.
Well, yeah, man.
Probably like 500 lines of code
in a binder.
Dude, from Asteroids.
I bet it was hard coded.
What? I bet you were hard coded.
But that was written in the 70s.
For love.
Yeah, they weren't. There's. That was hard coded in the circuit. There was no software.
I thought it was funny.
I almost spit my water.
What?
I almost spit my water.
I'm sorry.
I said that was so erotic. I was like, what?
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
She spilled her water.
Got that. All right. So the IRA planted a bomb in Manchester City Center and told the authorities they had an hour to evacuate the area. The police successfully managed to evacuate 75,000 people in what has been called the most extraordinary policing operations in UK history.
There wasn't
a single fatality.
Did it involve Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson?
I know, Chris. That's where my mind went, too.
That's the new Jackie Chan movie, The Foreigner.
Really?
The IRA's in that one, yeah.
Cool.
It was good.
I'm guessing all the cars blow up?
Oh, man.
People are afraid to start the cars.
Jackie Chan looks so old, though.
Wait until Rush Hour 4, guys.
He does a good job, though. Rush Hour 4.
Oh, it's coming.
Chris Tucker's back.
He's going to cash those checks. Too.
That'd be cool.
Rumble back in the Bronx. That.
He had some good movies.
Rumble in the Brooklyn.
Who Am I, where he battles on top of the skyscrapers.
Isn't that the one?
No, it's he fights.
What?
No, he jumps
Jackie
off.
Chan versus Jet Li.
You never seen that one where he jumps off the skyscraper and is literally sliding down the skyscraper glass windows?
Sounds awesome.
It's
no.
insane. It's insane. You
he does
that
all
one.
His own stunts too. Oh,
it's
that's
nuts.
What. That's why I saw the trailer for that movie, Scott, and I was like, he just looks so old, and I can just feel like his arthritis hurting as he does his stunts.
Oh man,
it was good though. It was good.
Yeah,
it was.
Check it out.
It was a Liam Neeson role for sure, but.
Ah, oh, definitely.
Leo. Pretty cool. Jackie Chan. All right, so a Canadian mining company, BreeX, announced a huge discovery of gold, and the process went from a penny stock to $280 a share. And the total company was valued at $4 billion. Jeez. In reality, it was all a fraud, and the lead geologist was shaving off gold from his wedding band to add to drill's core samples.
Isn't that what that movie is? Didn't they base that movie on it with...
The Foreigner, I think so.
No, it's called Gold with
the science
Jackie Chan. Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah,
isn't that what that
right.
movie is?
Yeah,
all
you right, might be right.
All right,
is that what that's about?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. He does the
gold?
Same thing.
It's not about that.
Totally is.
Cool.
I was thinking they were going to put cheese in it with their company name.
Free. Nice. Right, so Rage Against the Machine played Saturday Night Live with host Steve Forbes. That's Steve Forbes. In protest of billionaires like Forbes, they hung two upside-down flags from their stage against the wishes of the staff. After a confrontation with SNL stagehands, they were kicked out before their second song.
So lame. What the fuck do they expect Rage Against the Machine to do? I guess
right.
this is what
Rage their name is Rage Against the Machine.
But they rage pretty hard.
Like, what was like Evil Empire? It was like 93 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No,
like they were well
was,
known
yeah,
by 96.
Yeah, it was pretty early.
Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. I don't know. I'm looking it up.
Cool.
Bulls on Parade, that was like 95 or something.
That's not their first
Evil
album.
Evil Empire was 96.
Evil Empire's, yeah, 96.
So,
the first album was 93,
was,
I think.
When was Battle of L.A.?
Oh, that's not till like 99.
That was after, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so I'm just saying, they would have been known to do that kind of shit by then. I don't know.
For sure. Anyways, Tupac Shakur was, Shakur, can't even say his name. Tupac guy was killed in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas. People talk about that all the time. I still don't know who he is.
We know P. Diddy was behind it, right, guys?
I don't know. I don't know who was behind it. I don't know anything
was
about
that. Was it
Biggie? Everyone says it was P. Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
Puff Daddy. What's his new name now? J. Love?
Is it?
What?
He keeps changing it.
Again.
I think it's just called Love. Yeah, he changed it again.
Diddy Kong.
Cool. So Charlie Sheen paid $6,500 to buy 2,615 tickets to a Major League Baseball game at Anaheim Stadium, hoping to catch a home run ball. Sheen and three of his friends sat alone 20 rows up, but no home runs were hit that day.
Didn't they just buy one? Like, just buy one.
Yeah.
Hashtag not winning.
Yeah, seriously.
Tiger blood.
Yeah. When the movie The Rock premiered on Alcatraz in 1996, a man windsurfed to the island wearing a wing collar tuxedo shirt and bow tie and then snuck into the celebrity party.
What? Was it Nicolas Cage?
Yes. It was Nicolas Cage.
Carla was the prom queen.
After the release of the 1996 film Scream, which involved an anonymous killer calling and murdering his victims, caller ID usage tripled in the United States.
Wow. Hmm.
You want to play a game?
Wes Craven, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that who it was? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was like his comeback film.
Yeah.
So a man was flying a remote-controlled model plane in Dublin when the receiver died. The plane continued with no guidance for 5 miles, then ran out of fuel and glided to a stop on the runway in Dublin Airport.
What?
Holy
Christ. What are the odds?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's nuts.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Some other things that year, we had the Dana Carvey Show, which aired for just 7 episodes, but
say,
it had a writing team. Yeah, he wasn't turtly enough for his own turtle club. He had a writing team that included Louis C.K., Stephen Colbert, Steve Carell, Bob Odenkirk, Charlie Kaufman, Robert Smigel, and Dinos Stapanopoulos.
Now, there is a documentary that was just released about that show on Netflix, I believe, and they interview everybody about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like called like the cool. show that was supposed to be on TV or something like that.
So during a blizzard in Allentown, PA, the Orlando Magic, Marilyn Manson, and the cast of Sesame Street Live were all stranded in a hotel together.
It's cool. Sounds like a movie idea.
Hey, yeah. They need a,
exactly.
They need a shower the size of AJ's. That's a party if I ever heard one.
Don't make me bring back the Elmo voice. Oh no. Some other things. The Space Jam website was created in 1996 to advertise for the movie. It's still up and running today. There, you can actually use it. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Never got into it. This one, that movie.
We never saw it.
You have to like fun.
Yeah, that's my first problem.
Oh, it hasn't been updated since 1996.
That's
no.
cool.
No,
it's just spacejam.com.
Who's paying for that?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
I'm going to spacejam.com.
There it is.
Oh, why is it?
Can you buy some? Can you buy some merch there? Is there a
going behind
for
the jam,
up?
Guys? You can go behind the jam. Wow.
When's the sequel coming out?
This is the worst website. It's amazing. It's frames and everything.
Yeah.
Dude, it's not. It was awesome at the time, I'm sure.
God, they expect way more of graphic designers nowadays. I'll tell you that right now. Holy shit.
Isn't it like nested frames?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Chris, so give us your opinion of that with your associate's degree in graphics design.
I will say this. I ran a website in the early to late 90s, I guess, where it was based on the movie Aliens. It was a fan site, mm-hmm. and it did decent traffic, and I had frames, and I hid ads in the frames, so I got a lot more views per click. I made like $150 or something.
So you're the one that started that shit.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks. Yep.
All for $150.
I was in high school.
Ruined the internet.
Ruined the World Wide Web.
Space Jam's still up.
They're probably still making ad money off of it.
They are now. This podcast has been brought to you by Space Jam. The distinctive sound of the Martian speech in Mars Attacks, the movie, was made by reversing the sound of a duck's quack.
What?
That's interesting.
It was a weird movie.
It's a good movie.
It was a weird movie.
It is a weird movie.
It's Tim Burton, right?
Back to internet technology. In March of 1996, a search tool called Google started indexing the web.
Ooh.
It wouldn't get its
never going
get its
anywhere.
Domain until 1997. Yep. Complete failure.
I still use AltaVista.
We got any movies? This is getting really long.
This is really long.
This is
long.
Let's move on.
So the best film Oscar winner that year was Braveheart, which was presented in 96, but the movie came out the year before.
They couldn't take his freedom. They took his life, though. I'll tell
freedom!
You that right now.
Spoilers.
They couldn't take his alcohol away.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
So, popular films from 1996 are 12 Monkeys, 101 Dalmatians, A Time to Kill, Beavis and Butthead Do America, The Birdcage, Broken Era, The English Patient, Eraser, Fargo, The First Wives Club, Happy Gilmore, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, Independence Day, James and the Giant Peach, Jerry Maguire, Michael.
Oh, yeah, God, not Michael.
Oh, Michael. That movie's terrible.
John Travolta. Where he's like an angel.
Yeah.
Is that what that one is?
Yeah.
Okay. Mission Impossible, The Nutty Professor, Phenomenon, another...
What a douche. Get two of those.
Yeah.
There's no powder, I'll tell you that.
Ransom. Oh, I think he was doing a lot of powder at the time. The Rock, Scream, Space Jam, Star Trek First Contact, Trainspotting, and Twister.
Many good movies.
That wraps up the history hole.
12 Monkeys.
You are free
really
to sail
movie.
Away.
You are listening to the Bad Movie Night podcast. Do you have a recommendation? A question? Do you want to talk about bad movies? Then join us over at our subreddit. Just search for Bad Movie Night on Reddit and join our community. Now, back to the show.
Holy shit, that was a lot of history.
That was just all of 1996.
Yeah, we just relived the entire year.
If you were to
paddles and
describe that in boating terms, we're not talking a little boat, little rowboat. We're talking like a massive freighter that we just did with that history hole. I'm exhausted. Like, let's just end it now. Like, I think they have enough.
Yeah, that was long.
All right. Cool. Thank you, Aaron. thanks for that. That was fun.
Aye, Captain.
Rebecca.
Yes.
What did you think of Dead Tides?
I thought it was pretty fun. I mean, you can't not enjoy a Roddy Piper movie. He keeps things kind of moving along. Some of it got a little hard to understand as far as like the relationships that we kind of touched on earlier, the multiple triangles that were going on. Mm-hmm. But overall, I liked it.
Okay. Todifer?
Yeah, I liked it. That was entertaining. I too was confused by some of the harsh cuts sometimes. Like they would I would just cut between scenes quite harshly, but it didn't ruin the movie for me by any means. Because as soon as I'd be like, man, that was kind of a harsh cut, it'd be Rowdy Roddy either kicking somebody's face in or he would just have his pants off. Like what? Well, it was either
your psyche here, but when you just say harsh cuts, can I ask, do you mean like the pacing of the movie was bad, or you mean like the editing was bad where you just lost like what was going on in the scene?
No, like, so if I would say pacing before in a previous movie, I mean, if I would say pacing, I would mean like, oh man, this scene just went on way too long and they're not going anywhere. They're revealing too little story for the length of this scene. That's what I would say pacing is. This one, the story was moving along just fine. I just felt like it was like choppy, like 5 seconds of one shot and then 5 seconds of another shot and then 5 seconds of another shot. And yeah, the story made sense, but it's like 15 seconds of very harsh cuts, no transition whatsoever. Like that was jarring to me, and that was jarring to me knowing nothing about filmmaking. I would assume somebody who knows about filmmaking would watch this and be like, what the fuck are they doing editing this together? It's just very choppy.
Scott, what'd you think?
Yeah, I'll go along with what Todd said there. The editing was, it made it hard to follow sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then other times, like the boat chase near the end, mm-hmm. they edited it in a way that made the boat chase like the most boring boat chase ever.
It's the most boring fucking boat chase.
It was not good.
Well, yeah, there was. I had a bunch of issues with that scene with the editing as well. It was confusing.
Yeah, but overall, I enjoyed it. It was entertaining. I could go back and recut it. I think it would be a better movie. But I enjoyed it.
Okay,
Roddy Piper saved the day again.
AJ.
Yeah, I enjoyed this. I think it's another one we can add to Roddy's bag of interesting movies, I would say.
We have a bag of interesting movies?
For Roddy, we do. This was more of his erotic side, which we don't usually get to see.
It was so erotic.
But it was pretty interesting. It was very different. And there wasn't as much fighting.
It's interesting kind being of, naked people.
Roddy kind of got his ass beat a lot, too. But we'll talk about
it. We'll get there. There's lots to talk about. But there's lots to talk about. You overall enjoyed it, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it was. I liked it. It was fun.
All right, Aaron, I'm going to need you to lay it down and tell me how terrible this movie was.
I wouldn't say it was terrible. It did have. I struggled to watch and maintain interest for
erection.
Oh no, no, there's no, never problems there. No, okay. I mean, as soon as I hit play, that was just there, and it just didn't go away. I mean,
that's how you hit the play button.
Exactly. No, again, yeah, to repeat what everybody else has pretty much said, some of the editing was weird. For me, more it was just the way the music was randomly inserted with those edits, too, was like kind of jarring sometimes. Just
some of that tribal music.
Weird. Dude, I can't believe...
guy, like, chill out, man, chill out.
I cannot believe I didn't mention the jazz flute when you asked me.
It was his favorite every time.
You guys heard the jazz flute, right?
Yes.
Every single time. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes. And then you got the...
Yeah, that's what I was like.
Yeah,
Jesus
the
Christ,
Seinfeld kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it was weird.
Which works. And then you had this little like, segments, but it was over. It was just kept going.
But then you also had the military sounding music. Like I fired up like Rainbow Six from 1996 or something. Like, what the hell's going on here?
Well, and the
overall,
one, love scene. There was some weird music going on there too.
The whole movie was weird music. Yeah.
So we can get further into the music later, but I'd say overall I did enjoy it. It was different than I expected, but it was pretty good.
So I guess I should say I don't really like erotic thrillers. And maybe it's like because I just don't understand erotic thrillers because I've never been desired in my life, so I don't know what, like, I have nothing to compare to here. Wait, with these people. Like, Roddy.
Are we calling this an erotic thriller?
This is most definitely an erotic thriller.
I'd go along with that, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's all about the sexual relationship he has between all these women, and it's like
that is a part of the story. It's not the whole story, though.
It's definitely not the whole story.
This is an erotic thriller. What are you guys talking about?
This is an action drama thriller.
No. Yeah, well, so is an erotic thriller.
An erotic.
There's some softcore porno scenes. There's a scene where Roddy's having sex with a woman, and I'm pretty sure he sticks a few fingers up her butthole. That's all I'm saying. There was stuff going on. They kept focusing on that. And so
maybe you can learn something.
I immediately...
I think we know why you've never been desired now.
Yes, he's not trying things.
So, I don't know. It was kind of boring. Like, they spent all this time in the beginning of the movie between Roddy and his girlfriend and this love triangle he has with his girlfriend, and then they kind of throw that away in the middle of the movie, and then they kind of reintroduce it back at the end. But I never really felt like Roddy had much of a relationship with any of these women, and that was, like, the most important part of the movie, wasn't it?
No,
like
he's a sailor, different girl in every.
The most important part was about his freedom and being a man of the water.
Yes,
exactly.
And taking that boat wherever he wanted to go. He wasn't going to let women get in his way. They were just part of his, you know, life. And
the ocean is his mistress.
Diversion.
I don't.
The very end of the movie, his monologue at the end summarizes that.
Perfect ending.
It's all about him.
I don't disagree with that, but I'm saying the point of the movie was that Tawny Katane came in here and she was a motivation for him. Like, she was a reason he was torn between this lifestyle and everything because he fell in love with her.
Well, maybe she was
his cherry pie.
How long did you have that one chamber?
I just got
is that who she
you're
is?
Dead
I
inside.
She was the other one, the white snake thing. No,
it's the same
it doesn't
person,
matter.
Same
Everyone
person.
Knows Tawny Katane rolled
around. Oh, no, she's not the cherry pie. No.
Right.
Yeah, she's Whitesnake on the car hood.
Yeah, exactly.
Dare you.
Come on, Chris. Get it right.
Oh, that leaves me to one of my... I told you guys to come up with alternate movie titles.
Oh, yeah.
And one of my alternate movie titles was Here I Go Again on Roddy's Boat.
That's a good one. Man, I had so much cannon fodder for these, but I couldn't finish one of them.
What, you're...
Yeah, trouble finishing.
Did anyone else come up with any alternative movie titles? Because I have like 9 here.
Mine are terrible, but I do have some.
All right, let's hear one of them.
Piper's Passion.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
The Bermuda Love Triangle.
Ooh, that was good. Yes.
Floaters and Boaters. This one's just fun. Surface Tension and also Das Love Boat.
You're way more clever than
those
me.
Those are good.
Yeah, those are good.
Surface Tension sounds like it could be like for real.
Yeah, Surface Tension's pretty good. Mine were H2O. Oh, no. You Sunk My Roddy Ship. All Hands on Roddy's Dick. Because that's all hands on. Yeah. And this is the one I'm most proud of is The Hunt for Roddy's Cocktober.
That's going to be the porn parody.
Oh, no.
That's, yeah,
I was
the other
trying not to
good.
Go there. I was trying really hard not to go there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was trying really hard, too, if you know what I'm saying.
So was Roddy.
What were yours, AJ?
I didn't come up with any. I actually was caught up with his outfit. Remember he was wearing that like boat stripe thing? You know, like that the blue and white stripes?
Like
a sailor?
Yeah.
Like a first mate kind of thing? It reminded me of Cabin Boy.
Yes!
With Chris Elliott. I kept thinking about Cabin Boy when I was watching this because of that shirt.
I thought he looked like a muscular David Spade or something. Like, really.
Yeah.
Like,
it's very
like he belonged
weird.
To an Adam Sandler
hair,
movie or
too.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Cabin Boy 2, there you go.
Cabin Boy 2. So the movie opens with a line from Roddy. In life, there are only two things that ever meant anything to me. The power of the wind and the vastness of the sea.
Classic Roddy.
It was nice. Good opening.
That was good.
That was nice. I was like, oh, I'm turning this shit off. It was so fucking stupid. Oh my God.
It set the tone.
You were down on this ever since we watched the trailer. Wow. You were down
He's
on
just
this.
A downer this movie. Tonight.
The trailer was terrible.
This movie is a mixed bag, okay? It opens with kind of a bang. Like, they set up that Juan Fernandez is the actor. I don't know what his character name was, but he's the Mexican
Juan
drug cartel.
Carlos.
Juan Carlos. So they currently have somebody running the boat. And they set up a whole 20-minute fight scene with them killing him just so that you could introduce Roddy as a new boat captain. Like,
no,
it didn't need to go on that long, though.
It was nuts. I didn't understand that. Was the guy stealing money?
Yeah, he's had drugs or money or something in his shirt.
That probably wasn't all he was stealing, though, right?
Oh, no. I mean,
he was smuggling. Right?
I thought that he was Roddy because they were wearing the same outfit.
I thought so, too.
Did anyone else?
I love that chase scene, man. That chase scene where he's on the motorcycle and the guy's chasing with the car and he hits
that
rock.
Awesome.
Did you see the cut for that? The bike was literally, the bike was sitting next to
the
rock.
The bike was leaning against the rock and he like jumps over it.
And then how did the car flip?
How did it explode?
Like, that's the thing, okay, is that this scene where they just need to dispose of this minor character is dragged out for 20 minutes. Like, it goes from to the docks to him riding a motorcycle into a shack, into them blowing up the shack, and it's somehow becoming nighttime while the shack blows up.
Returning
to daytime afterwards. Did you guys
notice questions
that?
On that.
Well,
all
the petrol inside created a massive explosion.
That was quite
so it just
explosion.
Looked like daytime.
And it, okay, so it destroyed the sun, is what you're saying.
Yes.
But then it came back.
Okay. Have you learned nothing from these movies we've watched? Explosions cause the earth to rotate.
And that whole time, it's intermixed with Roddy banging his girlfriend. Little cuts here and there. You see flesh.
So
you don't know
bad.
What you're looking at. It's just rolls of flesh.
I think those are some of the cuts that Todd was talking about, where it's like...
It was like if you shaved me down and you oiled me up and just zoomed the camera in while I was in weird fetal position and got all these different rolls of me. That's what you would get. And you're like, what am I looking at? Is this an ass? Is this an arm? You never know. You're never quite sure. But the whole time, it's working for you. It worked for me. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, was this? I got a question with regards of all that. Was this made for TV?
No.
What was
no way.
What was this? It was shot
there's
like picture box, right?
There's way too much nudity for it to be a TV
was
movie.
It HBO or Showtime or something?
Look, you took out the nudity. It looked like a Lifetime movie.
It had to be one. I mean, it was picture box, so it must have been shot for TV, right? I don't know.
I'm guessing Showtime.
Yeah, it would have had
a
Showtime.
Like
or...
It felt like it would have been like a Showtime or something.
Cinemax.
Original movie.
Yeah, Skinemax, yeah.
Yeah. So, Roddy's in the love triangle. He has a girlfriend who has a boyfriend who is his old friend who is a Coast Guard member.
He's Australian, too.
Yes.
So
Roddy just gets done
means.
Banging his girlfriend, and that's when Scott shows up with a bat.
Yeah.
The whole bat scene. We need to talk about this bat scene.
But he didn't even show up with the bat.
But that sets up a lot of the problem with this movie that I had, is Roddy is like a complete pussy in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, he gets
it's
his
not
ass
to the very
beat.
End that he's like tough guy.
I didn't get
it's
that.
Weird.
And he was so nonchalant about that whole scene. He's in the water cracking jokes afterwards, like his boat just got fucking wrecked. Like he didn't care.
I don't think he wants to be a badass though. I think he's like retired Navy SEAL, right. Like he's trying to keep his cool now. Like he knows he can do it anytime he wants to.
So his girlfriend's ex boyfriend shows up and threatens them and then pushes Roddy off the boat and ends up like making a huge mess of his boat, right?
Pushes her off the boat.
Pushes everybody off the boat, and then just kind of joke about it afterwards. And that was like,
I was waiting for the cops to show up or something.
And then she's thinking about marrying him. What?
Oh yeah, that's definitely like a small town story right there. Right?
Yeah, this movie did have
the way you hit me with the baseball bat.
It felt like a high school story when they're in the bar and they're arguing,
that is,
and she's like,
"That's
to marry."
That is
right?
My point. Is I was 30
like
minutes into this
movie.
We have this stupid love triangle. If you would have taken out that fight scene at the very beginning, this was a Lifetime original movie.
Oh shit!
Because the violence was like at that point, just including Roddy, was like nothing. Like it was just him getting pushed
it
off a boat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Meredith Baxter Burney gets beaten with a rod in a Lifetime original. Rod.
Based on actual events.
And did you guys notice when Roddy was boning that girl, he had underwear on? How do you bone with underjiggers on? Like he had his underjiggers on.
I don't think he was supposed to, I don't think we were supposed
for
to see that.
Really? How could I not
see
it?
It has a flap. I don't know. There's a flap or something.
It's got a Roddy flap.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we talk about the DEA agents?
Ugh,
no.
That looked like they should have been thugs.
They were terrible.
They were kind of hip, though, afterwards. The one guy had, like, his cool Hawaiian tiki shirt. The other guy had, like, the ball and stripe shirt. Like, they had something going.
He probably borrowed the tiki shirt from Roddy.
Roddy had some good tiki shirts in this one.
He did,
for sure.
He did.
I like that light blue one he wore near the end. That thing really was vibrant. Vibrant colors.
Can we talk about the central conflict in this movie?
Yeah, let's dig down into this and let's just describe this in basic detail, Scott. What's the central conflict of the movie?
Central conflict. He's falling in love with Tawny Katane, who is the wife of the drug dealer, unbeknownst to Roddy.
Yes.
They're smuggling drugs down to Mexico and money back. Or the other way around, I guess. And he discovers the drugs in the boat. And he's really torn morally about it. You can tell in his face. He's like, oh, man, I don't want to be helping the drug dealer out. But sex with her is so good. And yeah, he's really torn over that.
See your internal struggle,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, keep boning her or stop smuggling
drugs. Or women.
Before that, they set up that he is really in love with his girlfriend and they have that whole torn relationship with his girlfriend.
He wasn't
still
in love
kind
with
of
her.
With his ex.
He's just doing it with her, I think.
Yeah,
that
was just like, totally.
Yeah,
totally.
He's just pissing off the Australians.
See, I maybe missed that subtlety there.
Which
is,
I was surprised, because I thought she was way more attractive than the other. Don't you think?
Oh, definitely.
They were both attractive women.
But that's where the whole marriage thing came up, Chris, because she's like, What did she say? She says something like,
she's like, Scott wants to marry me. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and he's like, I think you're crazy. And then she says, wrong answer, and leaves. Yeah.
Right. Well, that shows right there that he just doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't want
to. Do you think it was weird that, like, she got a job at, like, his favorite bar, too?
She just so happened to. Right? She's a stalker, for sure.
She's a stalker, totally.
That's why I didn't want to marry her. She's crazy.
You think so? I must have missed some of that. Then.
Yeah, so you missed all this stuff.
All these details.
Wrote it right off.
Just wrote it off.
It was another ride.
You sailed right out of that movie.
You weren't even watching this movie. You were doing something else, weren't you?
Apparently.
What do you mean? I'm the only one to pick up that scene where Roddy's raising the mast and it shows like all the crew members behind him.
You're too busy raising your mast.
I was raising mast over here, left and right.
That was the problem. Distracted.
Can I ask what you guys' favorite boating montage was, though?
I liked when he put the spinnaker out. That was a good one. Trying to outrun the Coast Guard.
Mm.
Who, by the way, does the Coast Guard have, like, just fishing boats that are painted black?
I was going to ask that. Those were just fucking fishing boats. That's
all
they were.
Pirate boats, thank you.
But does the Coast Guard normally have Gatling guns?
We're going to get into that already. I'm saving that for later.
I was kind of zoning out a bit during that, and then I was like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Also,
he's in Mexican waters.
Also, does the United States, I love how they're like, we're in U.S. waters now, and there's a flag on a mound of stones. It doesn't make sense for two reasons. One, it needs to be a line, not just a mound of stones. And two, is there a mound of stones out there randomly? I don't get it.
I don't know. Trip to California.
How deep does that mound go?
Are we talking about that scene? Because there's so much to talk about.
We can't talk about it. That's the end of the movie.
I know.
You guys are supposed to say the gun yourself.
No, it happened.
50 maybe. Notes on it.
It happened a couple times with the international line. It's just every time I was like, is that there? I don't, I didn't.
Judging from that, it's like international waters are only like a mile out.
Yeah. I don't know what the actual rule is. I don't know.
I'll tell you what I do want to talk about is like Roddy, when she first has the relationship with her on the boat and she
relationship
keeps
asking. Is that even sex?
Sure.
Has the
Early
sex?
Early on, before they had their
the relationship.
Sex.
Okay. What are you saying when you say sex? Are you saying relationship? Can you clarify?
I'm just trying to lead into the segment about him rubbing suntan lotion on her back.
Oh,
it was like the most
yes.
disgusting thing I've ever seen. And she's like, oh, you're so good at this. And he's just like slopping his hand on her. I was like, ew. Like,
that
who would ever
great.
Be turned on by that? It was horrible. I was disgusted by it.
Were you really?
Yeah, did you see how he rubbed on
it? Oh, he rubbed it real
like
well.
With his fist and like just like slopping it all over the place.
You gotta
like
slop that sunscreen right
oh
on there,
son.
Oh,
my God.
You're not doing it right then.
I think that just proves how much she wanted him, that she didn't care how.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I guess.
All right, that is a question I have to pose. Did she actually want him, or was she playing her part in this whole thing?
No.
And fell for him?
Oh.
Because she obviously falls for him.
Well, I don't think she's really into her husband at all, right?
I don't think
she's just in it for the money, man.
Yeah.
Nah, she was just playing him.
She wasn't playing him. Otherwise, the end of the movie makes no sense, AJ.
Well, yeah, exactly. The end of the movie doesn't make any sense.
She was playing him the whole time.
She shot him in the gut.
How did he survive that, by the way?
In the gut. At the end, though.
This is a terrible fucking movie.
And it wasn't thought out at all. He got shot in the gut in like the middle of like U.S. water, survived the ride, a day's journey back on the boat, bleeding out.
I think he got shot in the chest.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Yeah.
I thought he was dead.
There are more vital things.
And then he like came back to life after that and was like, man.
I'm struggling to understand, because everyone's so positive on this movie. I'm struggling to understand what part works for you guys, because the plot line itself is dumb as shit.
It was a good bad movie. It was a good bad movie. That's what was fun.
Was it fun? Yeah. What was so fun about it?
Because
there's the one fight scene at the beginning, there's one fight scene at the end, and in the middle hour, it was just random weird boating / sex
scenes. There's solid selling action.
One word
and the problem is what?
Yeah.
And
I see. There wasn't any man ass. I'm sorry, Chris.
False. There was man ass. I thought Chris would be all over it.
There was a nice shot of Roddy's butt when he's raising the sails.
Oh, oh shoot. Chris missed that too because he was too busy raising his mask.
I mean, I'm just.
You could say he was masturbating.
Todd, lay out your defense.
This is my defense. I said in the beginning that I agree that the cuts are rough, but this is what it rough cuts between. You're either in some kind of fight scene or conflict. Mm-hmm. You're in some kind of sex scene where you could get equal parts man ass and tits, like. Or you're in some kind of like bad acting drama scene. Like, it's all fun pieces of a bad movie. It's just all smushed together and maybe not cut the best.
I guess maybe those scenes that you're talking about, the bad acting drama, wasn't entertaining for me. Because I don't want to watch a drama. I don't want to watch a Lifetime movie.
I think you could have done some stuff. You could have cut out maybe a few of those boat trips back and forth. That was a little bit, you know, like, add a couple more of action fight sequences, you know, a couple of things to improve it, but I didn't think it was that terrible overall.
I think without the middle, Roddy has no character. He doesn't develop.
Yeah, I agree.
He falls in love with the woman.
Yes.
Something he thought he could never do.
That is a development.
And his Navy SEAL skills of regeneration from chest wounds come out by the end as well.
That was a secret government experiment.
So I didn't see him falling in love.
And he makes friends.
See, what I saw from my perspective was that Roddy's a slut, and he bangs a lot of women, and he banged this woman. Like, I didn't see him falling for her. And then if it would have turned where he like found the drugs and he approached her, and she's like, I can't because it's my husband and he'll kill us, and they like form some sort of plan, that would have made more sense for their relationship. But that never happened in this movie. To me, it was Roddy fell for banged a chick, and it was a bad idea because she was crazy and was part of this drug dealer's plan.
Yeah, well, he was drawn to the madness of the whole thing, of it being dangerous. See, that was a turn on for him, Chris.
You're
missing
it.
You're missing the dangers of the web that he wove in. Yes,
he's like an adrenaline junkie.
It was the thrill, the chase, and the thrill for him, knowing that it was so dangerous, and any moment he could go to jail.
He's an adrenaline junkie, but with sailboats and drugs and dangerous women, Chris.
Yeah,
and STDs.
Fuck. But then,
yeah, seriously,
it should have been speedboats then instead of sailboats.
No, Aaron, they're making up shit. Like, we can all do this about any movie that we like. We can just make random shit up that is actually
making
in the
shit
movie.
Up.
Yeah, you're totally making that up. That is not in the movie at all. He is not an adrenaline junkie for love or whatever the hell.
I didn't say adrenaline junkie. I'm just saying he was attracted to the dangers of her. You know, I mean, like, there he would have when he found out about the drugs, he kept going along with it anyway, right? Like. He didn't call the cops.
Rebecca, chime in here. We need a woman's perspective.
Well, I think Tawny Katane's role was interesting in this. I think she had more power than she necessarily let on. Like, I think she was kind of pulling things over on her husband more so than he actually expected that she was.
I think that's generally like a point of an erotic thriller. I mean, I'm just going by like Basic Instinct and stuff, but those like femme fatales in those movies have a lot of pull for the main characters, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And change their motivations and stuff are supposed to be like mixing things up in the story. And I think you're right that she supposedly had a lot of power. I just don't think it was demonstrated.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right.
Like, I was just confused. I thought maybe she just wanted to bang Roddy the whole time.
Well, and I think maybe that has to do with it being Tawny Katane, where if it would have been an Kim actress Basinger? That was more an actress, that that would have come out better.
Yeah. So, what'd you guys think at the end of the movie, where it turns into Roddy Piper now becoming Arnold Schwarzenegger from Commando and killing every guy in Mexico?
I wish it had gotten there sooner.
Exactly.
I mean, you know the fun thing, though, about some of those sequences when he's killing people? They threw in some wrestling moves. You know, he had, like, the backbreaker and, like, the swamp. That was fun.
That was fantastic.
He did the backbreaker twice.
See, we should have had a little bit more of that earlier in the movie at times. Like, why don't we get, like, a fun fight sequence on the boat with, like, the waves and, like, you know, the sails going back and forth, people getting hit by it. Stuff like that would have been cool. We didn't get any of that.
We're in that that first fight scene with Scott. Like, he never got to show off anything there.
He fell off the boat.
Yeah.
Dude, he fell off the boat so many times in this movie. He kept getting hit off the boat.
Yeah, he did. Jumping off the boat.
Yeah. It's disappointing that none of the real action sequences took place on a boat. Most of them were on ground. And those times where those action sequences were, there was two very good action sequences. They were completely out of place in the rest of the movie.
Yeah.
And that was my main problem with the movie. It just didn't know what it wanted to be. I didn't want the lifetime love thriller. I didn't want that. I wanted an action movie, and I barely got some of that. So that's why I'm disappointed.
Okay. I could understand that. I wish there was more boat play. Like, what if the boat was sinking?
Boat play
what
is my favorite kind of play.
You know, if you're going to put it on a boat, there should be more boat stuff going on. There wasn't at all. Like they had that whole sequence.
Boat play.
They had that whole scene where he's talking about like how sophisticated the boat is, and they don't use any of that. Uh-huh. Like they put all the, you know, he's talking about the gear and all that cool stuff, and none of that mattered. Never brought it back.
That was just to show his boating expertise.
There is one action scene I do want to talk about. The criminals are in a boat. Roddy's in a boat trying to escape. The lifeguard shows up. Coast Guard shows up.
Great.
And he has like a 50 caliber, like,
yeah, chain gun.
Turret. Chain gun. And he unloads it into this one guy, and the guy just dies, and there's no blood or anything. Like, that would just blow that guy apart,
now,
I'm pretty sure.
Here's my other question. I didn't understand that. Were those guys the Coast Guard? Because he yells out customs. We're customs agents.
Well, I looked it up. Coast Guard does do customs in the water. Like, that's one of their responsibilities.
Okay.
Is to...
But wouldn't you just notify them that you're the Coast Guard instead of a customs agent? I thought that was weird.
I guess it depends on what... Like, if they're just coming as the Coast Guard, they would probably announce as Coast Guard. But if they're coming as...
Pirates?
No, in
like
their...
Like, they're in that black-painted boat? what is that?
Did you declare that package? No.
I like how Roddy tries to outrun him in the one scene in the sailboat. Like, yeah, he's going to outrun a speedboat in a sailboat.
All I know is you don't want to fuck with the Coast Guard because they got fucking machine guns on those things.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But they didn't really seem to want to use it. It was the DEA that wanted to use it because Scott actually said, like, you need to stop. And the one DEA agent was like, nope, full steam ahead.
We're doing noise. Yeah, see. Scott, Roddy's girlfriend's ex-boyfriend, has like a full character arc.
Yeah.
Where like,
surprising.
He's jealous, but then he decides to be the better man and help Roddy. And by being the better man, he now ends up with the girl.
That wasn't done well.
And it was like, Roddy had no character arc. But they spent all this time on this secondary character. For what reason?
He wasn't very likable either.
Yeah, but you could have made him likable, like, if, like, Roddy saved his life or something, and then he felt indebted to be his friend or something. They could have brought that around.
But that wouldn't have made him likable as much. Something, though. You're right.
You need something.
They set him up as, like, this crazy guy. And then to even bother going through with all that arc was like, why? Why? Yeah. I was so confused by that.
Yeah.
It was just a confusing movie and all over the place. I guess it was entertaining now that we talk about it. Like, a lot happened in this.
There's a lot of good.
I'm not expecting. That wraps it up for me pretty much. I'm not saying it wasn't confusing. I think it was confusing, and I said that while watching it, but I was still entertained for the most part.
Are you not entertained?
Yeah, I guess I was. Guess I was too. All right, let's play a game.
Welcome to the Bad Movie Night Game, where there are no winners or losers, only stupid answers. Here's your host, Rebecca.
So this game is about drug smuggling stories, since so much of that happened. This is a multiple choice game. Some enterprising drug smugglers used what to launch marijuana into the U.S. from Mexico? A cannon? B, a baseball bat, or C, a backyard rocket?
Baseball bat.
Cannon.
Backyard rocket.
Yep, model rocket.
It was a cannon. It was truck mounted and could launch 13 kilos at a time.
Sweet.
Shoot it over.
Yeah. It's like a potato gun.
Need that wall. Wall will stop that.
One woman was arrested after smuggling drugs how? A, stuffed in her dog, B, as implants, or C, as ashes in an urn?
I'm going implants.
Oh, man.
Implants.
Ashes.
I think all of those have probably happened, but I'm going to say implants because I think I've heard a story of that before.
Yeah, I'll say implants.
It is implants. There were 3 pounds worth of cocaine in her boobs.
That's awesome.
Yeah, if those ruptured while they were in she would just be dead easily.
Wasn't like the common thing where they'd like get a bag and get a string to go down your throat and they'd like sit in your stomach?
Yeah, and then you'd just like pull it back out. Like it'd be tied around your tooth.
Your tooth or something. God. Yeah.
They had some creative
things for that.
But like the woman still had fresh incisions because they were just going to open her back up when she got up here and pop them back out.
Yep. Lots of money.
Side question. How much would I have to pay you, Chris? What's the number? The number that goes along with that to get implants, go across the border, and then get them taken out?
I think like $500,000.
See, we're not shoving that much cocaine in your tits. That's not enough. That's not enough payoff.
It's true. It isn't that much you can fit
in there.
Well,
you probably have to be born from poverty and live in poverty to make that worth your while.
That's what I'm
saying.
She probably didn't agree to that. She was held down and...
Yeah, probably not.
I guess.
That's awful.
But do you think when they were in there, she was like, meh, not bad. Pretty good.
Ooh.
Jesus.
They lift and separate. All right, number 3. What was the height of the fence smugglers attempted to drive a Jeep over with a makeshift ramp? Was it A, 9 feet, B, 14 feet, or C, 20 feet?
9 feet.
9 feet.
9 feet.
20 feet.
It was a 14-foot fence. It was an all-metal fence, and they just used like 2 pieces of metal to drive it up,
nice.
But they got stuck on the top.
Jeez.
Sounds like a Jackass episode.
Which of these video game accessories was used to smuggle marijuana? A, a Wii Pad, B, a wireless Xbox controller, or C, a Rock Band drum kit?
I'm going Rock Band drum kit. I feel like it fit a lot more.
Yeah, agreed. Drum kit.
Yeah, I'll say the drum kit, too.
I'll say wireless controller.
It was a Wii Pad. They tore out all the insides and filled it with pot.
Really?
I mean, how much are you really gonna fit in there?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you're doing like a whole bunch of them.
If that was just like a single person, or if that was
maybe it's just like a personal supply.
Maybe
they're doing that.
Yeah.
No, their luggage is just full of Wii controllers.
Yeah,
sir, you have a lot of Wii controllers.
Number five, t-shirt cannons are also a favorite. What's the farthest one has sent drugs flying across the border? A, 20 feet, B, 100 feet, or C, 500 feet?
500.
100. Yeah, probably 100.
I feel like a t-shirt cannon is just like a potato cannon, pretty much. I'm going to go 100.
It was 500 feet.
That's a big-ass potato cannon.
Next, drugs were attempted to be smuggled into a prison using what type of fruit? A, a cantaloupe, B, a watermelon, or C, bananas?
Bananas.
B-A-N-N-A-S-S or something. How do you spell bananas?
Bananas.
Yeah. I think you just spelled bananas.
I was doing that song.
Yeah, I think you were trying to do B-A-N-A-B-A-N-A-N-A-S, but you ended up with bananas.
It seems like a watermelon would be a little bit too conspicuous. I'll go cantaloupe, right? Cantaloupe was an option?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cantaloupe.
Yeah, I think cantaloupe makes more sense.
I'll go watermelon.
It was a cantaloupe. They just scooped out the seeds and put a whole bunch of pills inside and hoped that no one would notice the difference.
They put the pills in the...
inside.
Wow,
yep,
crazy.
Left the fruit. Last one. Which of these liquids was not used to smuggle ketamine into the U.S.? Was it A, holy water, B, lube, or C, chicken broth?
Chicken
broth. It's tough.
I feel like chicken broth would ruin everything.
Lube was obvious.
Yes.
Always got to go with that.
And this would be not what was not used,
right?
I would say chicken broth because I feel like we have an abundance of chicken broth, and that probably wasn't so much an import.
We do have a lot of chicken broth.
So I'm thinking chicken broth is probably...
So much chicken broth in America.
I think she just made dinner with chicken broth tonight. I think it was on her mind when she wrote the quiz. I'm going to say chicken broth is the fake answer.
I didn't use chicken broth tonight, but it was...
What'd you have for dinner?
It was chicken broth.
Chicken corn lube soup.
With a little splash of holy water. Yeah, so that it was the chicken broth. You could find ketamine in both lube and holy water.
It makes sense.
That was a tie between Chris and AJ, so you'll have to split a pair of cocaine implants.
You mean we're going on the dream boat together?
All right, cool. Thank you, Rebecca. That was a good game. Aaron, yeah. Would you recommend Dead Tide?
B-A-N... Yeah, I guess so. If you like Roddy Piper, you kind of have to watch all of his movies. It's not amazing, but there are some good parts about it.
AJ?
Yeah, I'd say to recommend it. I mean, like I said, we like Roddy. He's pretty charismatic, and it was definitely a little bit of a different character for him to play.
Definitely.
And a little bit of a different angle. So, yeah, I'd recommend
it. Sexy angle, I'd say.
There's lots of angles.
Yeah.
So many angles.
Yeah.
Todd?
Yeah, I'd recommend it. It was fun enough. Wasn't perfect, but fun enough.
Rebecca?
I would recommend it. Pretty much like everyone else said, it was fun. It had its kind of quirk stuff, but it was still good.
I did not like the movie. I was not bored by it, though.
I did not like it, Sam. I am.
That's exactly where my brain went.
I don't know. I'm a little torn here. Like, the thing of it is like...
You're torn?
Yeah. Like, we watch a lot of movies, and a lot of them are really, really bad that they're like...
Yeah.
There's just no entertainment value in them. This definitely has some entertainment value.
Oh, yeah.
But I did not like it.
I don't think it's what you were looking for. I think that's why you don't like it, right? It's just not what you're looking for in a Roddy Piper movie.
Yeah.
You didn't like that final beach fight sequence when he picks him up and breaks his back on the rock and he's like smashing him.
Of course I like
him.
That, AJ. Of course.
It was so good.
I sucked it all in.
So good.
But it just wasn't enough of that for me.
You didn't like those sultry scenes twisted in the bed sheets with Roddy and his underpants on?
Oh, of course I enjoyed that too, Todd. There was just too many scenes of fucking working the masts on the boat and
working you just don't like boats.
Frankly, I thought this podcast would have more boating humor. I didn't hear somebody make a single aft joke. And that was what my alternate title was going to be. Something about afts.
Mm.
Or keeping to...
You can't just leave us hanging.
I don't have one. Roddy's I couldn't finish it.
Don't have one.
You had aft. That's it.
I'm not going to recommend this.
Oh, man.
It's too much of a Lifetime original movie. And...
Passion's Wake with Roddy Piper.
It's like,
oh, there you go.
It's like, if you have Roddy Piper, why waste him on this garbage? Literally anything else would have been better.
We get to see the sensual side of Roddy. All those angles, all those crevices.
I don't need, you can cram a little bit of sensual side of Roddy into any movie he's in.
Afterglow.
Don't need to focus on that. Okay. What do you think Scott would say? Scott had to go, apparently.
Scott loved it. He was raving about it.
He said everyone should watch it.
Yeah, I think he would recommend it as well. So, look, everyone here for the most part recommends it. I do not. Who are you going to trust? Who are you going to call?
Rupert. Surprise, surprise.
All right, that's going to do it for Dead Tide. Next week, we are going to be watching the 1982 sci-fi horror movie Forbidden World. So let's go watch the trailer.
A galactic troubleshooter summoned to the forbidden world, held in an icy grip of fear by a weird biological mutation. Part alien, part human, all nightmare. Reproducing.
All right, guys, what'd you think of Forbidden World trailer?
That looks like a lot of fun.
I am excited.
Yeah, my God.
I saw a lot of hallways, but they looked a lot different than that other hallway movie.
This looks like the best movie ever.
Everything,
guys.
It hits every
it's
mark.
Totally ripping off of everything.
Yeah, I'm going to write down, when I watch this, I'm going to write down every time it rips off Alien, because definitely already did like 14 times in the trailer alone, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, the big alien thing looks like the dinosaur costume equivalent of like a dinosaur. It just looks so bad and cheesy.
Oh, yeah.
The rest of it looks awesome.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I don't have much to say about this. This looks like a
win-win,
a gory movie, maybe. There's a lot of pus.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I didn't know if that would turn you off, Todd.
Goopage.
Or Rebecca, you didn't like that stuff. You didn't like.
Yeah, I don't mind gore.
It wasn't too bad.
Poopage or boobage?
Goopage. Well, boobage too. Okay. It had both.
I do like boobs though, Chris. I don't know if you knew that.
What about gory boobs?
Yes.
And
I'm aware of your boobs.
Ooh. There you go. New level.
What about moobs? You fan of moobs?
Those are my favorite.
That's man boobs.
Only if they're in a bro.
It's called the man's brassiere.
A man's ear. I don't think there's much to talk about. Like, this just looks like fucking awesome. Like, it looks super entertaining. My only fear is it is a Roger Corman produced movie, so I'm guessing everything you see in the trailer is pretty much all it has to offer, and it's going to be padded with 45 minutes and a boring dialogue and stuff.
Probably.
But we'll see. It does very much look like Galaxy of Terror, which we all kind of enjoyed for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I think this came out before that, though, unless I'm wrong. I'm not sure.
Cool.
I've been known to be wrong once or twice. Or many times, if you ask my wife. Anyways, let's just end this, because I'm done talking. Here we go. Thanks, guys. If you like what you heard, go to the iTunes.com and leave us a review. Go to badmovienightpodcast.com. Check out all our video show episodes. We're dropping episodes video left and right. Show. Just dropped an episode on the sisterhood. Go onto our YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Find us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, every fucking thing. Is there anything else?
We're on Reddit.
Are you kidding me? We're on Reddit.
Come hang out on Reddit.
Come to our subreddit. Just search for Bad Movie Night. Post your own stuff. Share your stuff. Share bad movies. Whatever. Join the community. That's all I got to say. We'll see you next week when we go to the Forbidden World. Until then, I don't know, some sort of sailing thing.
Come sail away with me.
There you go. Thank you.
Listen to some sticks. Yep. All
right. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. If you have any questions or recommendations, send us an email at info@badmovienightpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. You must be crazy. Man, I've seen some bad films. When I say bad, I didn't watch them all the way through. If I had, I'd be crazy by now.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.